Now we turn to an on-the-ground perspective, Donna Jackson. She's president and founder of Taking Back Our Streets Incorporated. That's a neighborhood organization dedicated to bringing peace to Newark. Donna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you just heard Andrew give us a lay of the land. Maybe we can just back into this with the topic of race and illegal immigration. Is this something from your perspective that you hear folks in the neighborhoods talking about?
Yes, they're talking about it from a perspective of the mayor and the police director downplaying this as any gang involvement. We in the streets, we in the community know better and continue to wonder why the mayor and the police director continue to lie to the community that this has no implications of gang activity at all. I don't think there'll be a big immigration issue behind this because it's a touchy situation. You know people, you've worked with people. Some folks aren't sure of the status of people that they've known for 10 years. You don't want to, you know, take someone who's been productive in the community for so many years and say, okay, let everybody, you know, open the barn door and throw them all out. I don't think anyone in any community has that attitude. But I do think that the critical issue is that we're downplaying this gang piece and we don't want to put any racial perspective on it when it's firestorming in places like California.
So, by that, you mean the Black Latino tensions and the gang related tensions in places like California?
Yes. And for us, again, to say that this is not a significant piece of this case is irresponsible of the administration and the police department.
Do you think that it's a case of, from your perspective, them ignoring possible gang-related implications because that would further damage the city's reputation? Why do you think this?
Well, yes, it would further damage the police and administrative reputation. However, they're known for downplaying. They're known for not being honest and truthful in any matters that deal with the police department. For example, crime is down 61%. What community are they talking about? They're not talking about Newark, New Jersey. They may be talking about Newark, Delaware, but they are not talking about Newark, New Jersey. I live here. I go to sleep every night. I wake up every morning. And if Mr. McCarthy slept here, maybe he would know that crime is not down in this city.
Tell us who Mr. McCarthy is.
Mr. McCarthy is the Newark Police Director. And yes,
one of the two officials.
Yes, one of the two officials, as well as our mayor. I do understand them wanting to keep a sense of calm in the city, but guess what? We're not calm now. We just had another murder last night. A young man shot coming down Clinton Avenue. We had 17 shootings this past weekend, resulting in 7 murders. No reports of that at all. I am tired of them wanting to pretend like and act like there are no crimes, no murders, no shootings, no stabbings, no domestic violence going on in Newark. It's not a bad thing to say. We have problems. Mayor Booker, you did not shoot anyone. Police Director McCarthy, you did not shoot anyone. So why can't we say these things are happening and then deal with them and go forward?
Well, Donna, let's take a turn to the whole idea of what makes things happen in terms of ending crime. You've got these gunshot detection cameras. Is that really what Newark needs? Or what would you suggest if you were to, for example, take the role of being the police chief?
Well, first of all, we first need to increase the morale in the Newark Police Department. It is at an all-time low. The performance of the Newark Police Department is I've been in this city over 40 years, and I've never seen it this low. The morale is low. That's the first thing to fight crime, to get people to buy into, that you have to deal with. There needs to be increased police and community relations. We don't have that. That does not exist in the Newark Police Department. You do have in the lower rankings of the police departments maybe 50 to 100 officers who do interact with people, who do know the kids in the community. And by their peers, that is frowned upon. And what I mean by that is, for example, there were some children in one of our hurting housing projects playing basketball, and a white officer took off his hat, unbuttoned his shirt, and went to play basketball with these young men. The three counterparts that were with him said, "What are you doing? You're crazy. Don't go over there talking to those kids." And see, that kind of attitude is what we do not need in Newark. We need officers that come here to work. First of all, they should live here. But if they don't live here, if you're not about rebuilding and helping the community build, then you need to pack your bags and go work on the police department where you live at. You need to look at our children like they're your children. And if you can't deal with all kids like that, then this is where the tensions become, and this is where the tensions are getting tighter.
Donna, one last question before we let you go. Are you hopeful? Are you hopeful things will change?
I'm very hopeful. We are in the middle of a campaign now with the organization called Stop the Shooting to get people to take a pledge to stop shooting, start living, and building our communities. We have joined on with that organization and are having other organizations like the New Black Panther Party, Street Warriors, Enough is Enough Coalition, getting out here now asking children and adults to sign this pledge to build our community. We are having a rally on Wednesday the 29th at 12 o'clock on the steps of City Hall. And we are going to leave from the steps of City Hall and march up to the county prosecutor's office, because what we also need to understand, particularly in light of the case that we're talking about today, is the county dropped the ball on this.
Well,
and
Donna,
they have dropped the ball on many cases.
Donna, we have to end it here, but we'd love to get in touch with you in the future. And we also want to say that we did invite the mayor, Cory Booker, and the heads of the police department to come on the show. We hope to talk to them as well. Donna, thanks. And Donna Jackson is president and founder of Newark's Taking Back Our Streets Incorporated. She joined us from member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey.